Before we start the next Mishnah, on the previous sugya, there are a few nekudas that I want to mention. Gemara in Ibaya, if somebody says Meshech Behem Azul, look like Kalim Shahalah, the Gemara in Ibaya, if you kind know, you're not kind. Maisa, the Gemara was never poshut the Ibaya. The Gemara said that regarding Kinya Chatzri, the Gemara said that a Chatzim Alechas is not kaina, only Kfusa, only if an animal is tied up, it's kaina. But regarding the Ibaya of Meshicha being kaina, the Gemara was not poshut the Ibaya. So what happens when we have a Maskana of a Gemara and it's not poshut the Ibaya? We have a shaila of if this kinyan is a kinyan or not. So what should the halacha be? At the end of the sugya, we have a safek kinyan. If someone tells you, Meshech Behem Azul, V'kni Kelim Shalah, we have a safek if that's a kinyan or not. On Chesamid Beis, we also had the shaila, Tesamid Aleph, of Meshicha Bechamar, Haga Bechamar, if it's a Kenyan. And we said, also in the Maskana, we weren't Peshit Shaila. If you kaina a Chamar through Hanhaga, I'm sorry, a Chamar through Meshicha, or a Gamal through Hanhaga, we also had a Safi Kenyan. So there, the Rosh said, what do we do when the Gemara has a Safi Kenyan? So the Rosh said that there's a chil between two situations. If there's a marikama, and I was kinded from the marikama with a safek kinyan, so the Rosh said that the marikama wins. If I did a safek kinyan, the marikama was definitely the owner previously. So the Rosh said that the marikama, he was the vaday owner. It's a safek if I did a kinyan. So the marikama wins. If it's hefker, it's chayfet shel hefker, and I do a safek kinyan on a chayfet shel hefker, the Rosh said that then if someone else comes and tries to take it away from me, I'm considered the mozik, because I was typhus it. When I did my kinyan, I took hold of it. By taking hold of it, no one can take it away from me unless he has a raya, and my safek kinyan is good enough. That's the way the Rosh paskind. Basically, that if you have in Shas a safek kinyan, if it's coming from Hefker, your safek kinyan works. If it's coming from Marikama, safek kinyan does not work. In our Gemara on Tesamid Beis, the Rosh says exactly the same thing. The Rosh says, Boyan lo yivshita, the Shaila of Meshech Behem Azul v'kni kelim shaleh is not nifshat. And the Rosh therefore says the same exact thing. He says, if there's a Marikama, then the Marikama retains control. If I do a kinyan on it, which is Meshech Behem Azul V'kni Kelim Shaleh, so the Marikama wins. He's the one who still owns it. And only if it would be a case of Hefker, I don't know why from Hefker anybody would want to do it, but let's say you would have such a case where Hefker, Kelim that are Hefker, they're on a Behema, and you want to be kind of the Kelim and not the Behema, so then the Rosh said that it works. So the Rosh said exactly the same thing here as he said in the previous Amin, that when it's a Safek Kinyan, if it's against the Marikama wins, and if it's against if it's Hefker or Metzia, a Safek Kinyan works. That's the Rosh's rule. The only thing is that here, the Muki Yosef, B'Shem Haran, argues with the Rosh, and he says that even against the Marikama, a Safek Kinyan would win. Even if it's against the Marikama, if you do Meshech Behem Azul K'ni Kelim Shaleh, a Safek Kinyan would win. Dehavalei Toifis Brishus, because he gave you permission to grab it. He told you, the previous owner said Meshech Behem Azul K'ni Kelim Shaleh. He gave you permission to take hold of it. So since he gave you permission to take hold of it, you're the mozik. And he did a safek kinyan. So you should win.
There's only if you take it in the Rishus.
What?
There's
Okay, one second. What you want to say, I most likely will come to, if I understand you right. Let me just finish the Mukiyaisa. Mukiyaisa brings a raya from a Gemara later in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says that if you sell someone, you tell someone, be kind of a kor of chitim for 30 zos. So the halacha is, until he takes all the whole kor, you could back out. Because that's the deal. The deal is you take a whole kor, then it's a deal. If he's in the middle of loading his truck and he only loaded half of it, so then you can still back out. The kinyan is only when he takes the entire thing. If you say saw b'sela, if you tell the person, take as much as you want, each saw is a sela. So then each saw that he takes, he's kind. What happens if you said kor b'lam it saw b'sela? You said both. So the Gemara has a suffix if that's a kinyan or not. So there it's a suffix kinyan. And there we say itafas lemafkinamine. So there it's also a suffix kinyan. The person took, let's say he told him, take a kor of alignment. In the meantime he took two saw. And now they want to back out. So now the seller wants to back out. So there the din is that the buyer, whatever he took, lemafkinamine, whatever he took already is typhus precious. So whatever he took, lemafkinamine, whatever he took is his. So Zokta Mukiyaisiv, we see from that Gemara that a Safik Kinyan makes you a Muzik. In Cain, the same thing in our Gemara, when you say, Meshach Behem Mizukni Kalim Shalah, you gave the man Rishus to take the Kalim. So the same thing, it should be, he's a Typhus Rishus, and therefore even a Safik Kinyan would work. That's the Mukiyaisiv's Taina. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes on this Taina that it could be the Rosh's Maidah. That if you take, but by a Safik Kinyan, Bershus, the previous owner, that you become a Mosek. But in our Gemara, what happened? He said, Mishaych Behemazu, Kni Kelam Shalal. The seller told the buyer, pull the Behema, and the Kelam will become yours. The case doesn't say that the buyer actually physically took hold of the kelim. It's not like the case of the kor b'lam itzah b'sela, where the buyer took a hold of two saw and he has them in his wagon, and he's tafus, he was tafus b'shus. In our Gemara, the person told him, "Meshech behemazuk ni kelim shalah." So he pulled the behema. He never took the kelim. So since he never took the kelim, he's not considered to be a tafus b'rishus. That's why the Rosh, that's how the Rosh would answer the Mukiyaisiv's time. Comes out that in the Etzem Inyan, the rule that we had from the Rosh last week, that if you have a Safik Kinyan, and the Marikama says it's his, the Marikama is going to win, it would seem that if it's a case of Tfisa b'rishus, that Rabbi Kiva Eger understands that the taking hold of it would work. That's what it would seem from Rabbi Kiva Eger, which fits well into our Rosh. A little hard to fit it into the previous Rosh by a Gomel Behan Hala. What's the case? The owner told him, be kind of the Gomel by Han Hala. So he was also a Typhus Rishus. And the Rosh says the Marikama wins. But in the previous case, it sounds like the Rosh holds the Safik Kinyan always loses against the Marikama. So basically, what we're doing is we're throwing into question the whole issue of the Rosh's Klal. The Rosh's Klal is a Marikama wins against the Safik Kinyan. That's the rule we had previously. Here, it's being thrown into question by the Mukiyaisiv. In a case where the Kaina took it into his physical possession, Bershus HaMakna, just the way he took it is a Safik Inyan, whether in that case the Marikama wins, or the person who's Tafus could say, look, I was Tafus Bershus, and I should win with a Safik Inyan. So that's what the Mukiyaisiv here throws into question, with Kivega especially, who says there's a possibility that Russia's masking. On making an exception to the rule that we had the other week. So this is one of the nekudis that comes out from the Gemara's Shaila of Meshech Behemazu V'Knikle Elam Shalel. There's a second inyan that comes out of that sugya. The second inyan is already something which, if I gave into my Yetzahara, we could talk about a whole day. I want just to tell you the Ikka Pratim. We're going to talk about Kinyan Chatzah quite a bit in the 2-3 block to come. I told you the other day that we're coming now to Sugyas of Kinyanim. And the issue of Kinyan Chatzah is going to come up in the Daf Yud, Yud Alf, and Yud Beis. We're going to discuss it quite a bit. There's one sugya of Kinyan Chatzah which is very klaliistic, and which whenever we talk about Kinyan Chatzah, this sugya comes into play. It's also a very interesting sugya, so it's something which it's very shayach to be kind of yediyas in. And that is the sugya on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, where a person found money in an old wall. He's renovating his house. He makes a hole in the wall. And he found money hidden in the wall. And the Mishnah says, Hari Elu Shalai, that he's allowed to keep it. That means you buy a house, and you start renovating, you make a hole in the wall, and you find money. So the Mishnah says, Hari Elu Shalai, that you can keep it. So the question is, why could you keep it? You bought the house from someone. We should have to go back to the person. You didn't put the money there. Go back to the person before you and tell him, you know, you left some money on the wall. Give it back to him. So the Gemara says, it's talking that the money is old money. You could tell it's been there for a long time. So it's probably there. The Gemara's lashon is Michel Amayroyan from the Amayri that lived there before the Indian came to Eretz Yisrael. It's there forever, like we would say, it's still there from the Indians. The Gemara uses an expression, Shel Amayriyim Heng. So Gemara says that if it's so old, you bought a house. The previous owner owned it for 20 years, but this money has been there for 50 years, so it doesn't belong to the previous owner. So the Gemara says you could keep it. So what's the kasha on this? What's the kasha on this Gemara? The kasha that all the Rishonim ask is, so what if it's there from 50 years ago? The previous owner should be kind of a Kinyan Chatzah. It was his house. It's certainly a Chatzah Mishtameres. It was hidden in the wall. So why wasn't the previous owner kind of? The only Kinyan that works without Das is Chatzah. Chatzah Rishaladim kind of Leishalami Daitan. So why isn't he kinder with Kinyan Chatzah, the money that's hidden in his wall? So this is Tosis asked the Kasha, and a number of Rishonim ask, why isn't the previous person, even though the money has been there for a long time ago, but he should be kinder with Kinyan Chatzah? Look me like Chatzere, the Balakaisel. So there are two Mahalchim and how to answer this kasha. One is Taisus. Taisus says that Kinyan Chatzah, Shalai Midas, only works on something that you would normally find. That normally you would find it. It would be a normal thing that B'derech HaTeva you would find it. Something that's hidden in the wall, the previous owner, B'derech HaTeva, wouldn't find it. Chatzah is not kind of someone, something that he wouldn't normally find. And therefore, money hidden in the wall, the previous owner was not kind. Now we are going to come back to this Tosfos of Yisrael Shem in the block to come. The question is why it should be that way. But for now, go to the second Teretz. The second Teretz is in the Shita Mekubetzes, in the name of what he calls Tosfos Chitzayinim. Taisus Chitzayinim means the unprinted Taisus. Taisus that didn't get it. Some Taisus didn't get printed. They didn't get onto the page. So it's called Taisus Chitzayinim. Taisus Chitzayinim says the second Teretz. Taisus Chitzayinim hold that when does Kinyan Chatzar work? Only if I first own a Chatzar, and then something comes into my Chatzar. I own the Chatzar from yesterday. And then something comes into my Chatzar, then I'm kind of with Kinyan Chatzar. However, if the thing is there already when I buy the house, when I bought the house, the money was in the wall there already at the time I bought the house. If something is already there, then Kinyan Chatzar doesn't work. Because the Taisus Chitzayim hold that how does Kinyan Chatzar work? By something coming into my house. It's the transfer into my property that makes me be kind of things. If something was in the property beforehand, if something is in the Rishus beforehand, and I buy the house and there is something already there, then I'm not kaina, because that's not Kinyan Chatzar. Kinyan Chatzar is not something's in my house. It's something coming into my house. That's the definition of Kinyan Chatzar.
It's not hidden. And there's a refrigerator there.
So I don't have it. The Ktsais brings a riot to the Taisus Chitzayim. Because the Ktsais brings a kind. The Ktsais is Simon Reish Beis. I think it's Sivkot and Gimel. He brings the kasha that the Paiskim ask. There's a sugi of Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav is that when I'm kind of karka, I could be kind of agav the karka, I could be kind of metalki. Like you say, if I buy a house, and the seller is selling to me the refrigerator, the washing machine that are in the house, so agav, I'm kind of the house, I'm kind of these things. So the Gemara has a shaila. If Kinyan agav is only on things that are b'saychai, tziburim b'saychai, or even things that are elsewhere. But the Gemara has a tzad that Kinyan Agav is on things that are in the, it doesn't have a tzad. It's the Gemara says that on things that are in the property, I'm kind of with Kinyan Agav. So they ask Akasha, who needs Kinyan Agav? You're kind of with Kinyan Chatzar anyway. If it's Sabur B'Saychai, if it's in the field, so why do you need Kinyan Agav for? Who needs Kinyan Agav? I'm kind of anyway with Kinyan Chatzar. If Bishlam, if Agav works on things that are not in the Chatzar, then I understand. But the Gemara has a tzad that, well, Kinyan Agav is on the things in the Chatzar. So you kind of Kinyan Chatzar anyway. Zaktik Tzais, according to the Taisus Chitzayim, it's very Gishmach. Because you're not kind of with Kinyan Chatzar. Kinyan Chatzar are only things that come into your Chatzar after the chatzar is yours. It's your chatzar. If something comes into it, then you're kind of. But something that's in the chatzar at the time that it becomes your chatzar, that is no kinyan of kinyan chatzar. That's the Taisus Chitzayim hold. That's geshmak. Kinyan agav is something that's already there. If it's already there, then there's no kinyan. There is no kinyan chatzar because it's already there when I got the chatzar, the refrigerator, washing machine. They're already there. If they're already there, there's no kinyan chatzar. There you need Kinyan Agav. So this is the Shita of the Taisus Chitzayim. So we have two Mahalchim. We'll have to see which is the Ikra Lahalochim. Yitzhak Shem will be discussing it again. If somebody finds money, I think it's not uncommon. I was last year, 2 years ago, when I spoke it out. Punk then I had somebody who was renovating. His Mexican workers came to him. They found things hidden in the wall. Now, unfortunately, by the time they came to him, there were only checks that they found. Apparently, there was no cash there. There was cash there, and the cash was in Mexico now. But they came to him with checks. I don't know who would hide checks in the wall, but there was somebody had a hiding place, and somebody was renovating. And so I'm saying these things, you can imagine them happening. So you have to figure out, Taisus, what's the deal? Taisus Chitzayim, what's the deal? I'm speaking it out today so that when I speak it out next time, you'll all have it. We speak it out a few times, you'll remember it.
It's only
Chesaron and Kinyan Chatzar,
not
nothing else. It's only Chesaron and Kinyan Chatzar. Tzai says that this Tosis Chitzayim Shita is very shver from our sugya. Our sugya talks about a behema kfusa, or in the Havamina, even a behema that's not kfusa, that has kelim on top of it. And the Gemara is saying that it's pshita terava, that if I have a behema with kelim on top of it, and someone tells me, pull the behema and be kind of the kelim. See, even though I'm not kind of the kelim with Mashicha, it's Ibaya, we're not sure I'm kind of kelim with Mashicha, but I'm kind of the kelim with Kiyah Chatzar. Now, the Gemara says if the behema is not tied up, chatzim alecha su'ela b'kfusa. So it's a tied up behema. And I'm buying the behema and the kelim. And once I'm kind of the behema, I'm kind of the kelim that are on the behema. With kinyan chatzar, which kinyan chatzar works not only on a chatzar, but also on the person's behema, on a person's kelim. So frektik tzais, what's going on here? Here the kelim are on the behema before the behema became mine. Right? I'm moishik the behema. The behema now becomes mine. It already has kelim on top of it. So this doesn't shtim with the whole yesod of the Taisis Chitzayim. The kinyan chatzar has to be something that comes into my chatzar, not something that's already in the chatzar. And here we see that something which is already in the chatzar, I can be kinder with kinyan chatzar.
The mashicha first the animal, and then simultaneously you get the kelim. But there's a split second, not a split second.
So you say there's a second. First I'm kind of, it's true. First I'm kind of the animal. And then I want to be kind of what's on it a second later. But the chatzah should be the same thing. I'm kind of the kinyan chatzah with, let's say, shtar, kesef. I give the person money, I buy the house. So why a split second later I should be kind of whatever's hidden in the walls? A split second later. It's also, I'm kind of...
That's something you didn't know about. Here, you know that the kelim are on it. You have your dad say, I'm first going to be kind of the animal, and then the second later, I'll be kind of the kelim. And the thing in the wall, you don't know it's in the wall.
The question is, if the chiluk you're saying has a raya to it, to be mechalik, way be mechalik, you're going to have to hold on. We're going to talk about it, Yitz Hashem. Not in the next sugya, but in the following sugya, we're going to talk about it yet. So we'll come back to it. The concise, I believe, just bleib shver. What? The Gemara Zibayi. The Gemara says pshita that if you the Gemara Zibayi is when you're not kind of the behema, if you're kind of the kelim. Gemara says pshita that if you kind of that if you kind of the behema, you're kind of the kelim. In fact, Gemara Chatzar Malacha says yeah, but kfusa. But the pshat in the Gemara is that by kfusa you're kind of with kinyan chatzar, not with kinyan meshicha. Meshicha is the ibaya. And kfusa is pshita lei Rashi, but kfusa pshita lei the domi de chatzar hu kani. That you're kind of asking a chatzar. That's pshat in the Gemara. Meshicha is the ibaya, chatzar is kind. So this pashto seems to be a problem. We're going to get to a Reb Shimon who goes along the mahalacha what you're saying. But for today, I wanted to, again, to talk about the Machlokes Rishayim, Taisis and Taisis Chitzayim, and to try, hopefully, to commit to memory this Machlokes, and the fact that this Gemara, the Pashtus of this Gemara, is like the Ktzais is a stira. I don't think the Ktzais has a teretz on this kasha. Alright, so this we're going to come back to, we're going to talk about Kiyan Chatzim. Now let's start now the next sugya. We have here Mishnah to Mishnah, which we're going home. We're going to finish Mitzvah Hashem this week. From Mishnah to Mishnah, what we're going to try is from this Mishnah to Mishnah is pretty much one long sugya, but has a number of machlokesei, mostly machlokes rishayim, that we're going to discuss. What I'd like to try. Last time I learned this, I made a list of seven machlokesim that have a shachas to this sugya. And we'll try to memorize the seven machlokesim. You know, when you walk in the street, you want to think and learning. Sometimes it's hard to think of what to think about. So we'll try to memorize in this one short sugya, seven machlokesim, seven inyanim. Just the basic, the two shittas, all the rayas. If you memorize, you memorize. If not, not. I'll make a list of them, Yitz Hashem, and we'll try over the week to see. Let's start with the Mishnah. Ha'yirechev agabi behema. V'ra'as ha'metziyah. V'amalach ha'veirei t'nali. Not l'va'amar anizach isi ba'azachama. Very simple case. Somebody sees a metziyah. He tells his friend, pick it up for me. The friend picks it up for himself. So the one who picked it up, it's his. Because you saw it, you're not kind of seeing it. And because you told him, get it for me, you're not kind of getting it for me. That's nothing. But once Yechaveh gave it to you, it's yours. So there are two possible reasons. Either if he picked it up and gave it to me, it's a simon that when he picked it up, he meant to pick it up for me. She's kind of. And even if you hold that, might be a mitzvah chaver, like on a chaver, is at Rashi. Still, when he handed it to him, he was kind of at that moment, either b'matana, kind of in a hefka, like Rashi says, but he was kind of when he handed it to him. So, m'manav shach, he's kind of. The Mishnah itself is a very easy Mishnah. If there's any problem with the Mishnah, the question is, what's the chiddush? It's a chiddush in the Mishnah, so we'll see. All right, the first machlaikis that I'd like you to know is a machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. The machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos there is on the sugya of Ani Hamahapech Becharav. The Gemara there on Daf Nun Tes says the words Ani Hamahapech Becharav Uba Acher Vinatla Nikra Rashi. Literally, it means if you have a poor person and he's mahapech becharara, he's trying to find something which he thinks he can get, and you come and you grab it first. You're kind of first, so you're a Rasha, even though you're kind of first, you get it. But you're a Rasha. Here you have an ani who's mahapech, is looking for it himself. And you come and you try to, you beat him to it. That's rishus. So state in Gemara. Rashi learns that the Gemara is talking that there's something hefker. There's hefker. There's, let's say, whatever it is. There was a flood and the flood washed away. And there's an ani now looking for lost valuables in the ruins of whatever there is. Assuming that whatever is there is hefker. So if you come there and you beat him to what he's looking for, so that's rishus, that's a rasha. Hard to think of a case today, will be a case today, of ani hamahapech becharara. We have so few hefker things. What? Oh, but not in the case of hefker. We'll get to buying in a minute. In the case of, we'll get to that in a second. In the case of Hefker, it's rare. I mean, if you see someone looking for deposit bottles in the garbage can, and you go and beat them to the deposit bottles, okay. So that would be, we pass this Lav Dafka on. Only means anybody, just the deeper behind it's looking at the usual case. It could be anything. It could be Ani or not Ani.
No, I'm saying the case could be anything. One person wants something.
If a person wants something, you're trying to beat him to it. It's, I guess if you see somebody with their blinkers on trying to get a parking place, and you come after them and you take the parking place, it's a question of Adiyah Mecharah. If they saw it according to Rashi, it's Adiyah Mecharah for sure. If they were there first, then let's say they have to make a U-turn to get it, and you're coming straight, and you can just park there. But if you see somebody who already has his eye on it, so Alpidina Kinyanim, you can get it. But if Ani Avah Harar is, if he was there first, that it's Nikra Rashi. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says that by a Metziah, you're not a Rashi. If it's a Metziah, so if you can get it first, you have a right to get it first. Tosfos learns that the Gemara is talking about Mekach u'Memkar. Talking like the example, someone wants to buy a house. And he's already negotiating with the seller to buy the house. So Kol Zman he's negotiating. So that is a case of Ani Amapech Becharara. If you're going to come step in and offer to buy it, that's Nikra Rashi. You're allowed to. In Dine Mamin. But that's Rishus. Somebody else is trying to buy something. That's Rishus. So Taisus, why is that more Rishus than by Metzia? So Taisus says, because by Mekach Memkar, what is it? You want to buy it. You go somewhere else. You can get it elsewhere. It's a tirfa, but you can get it elsewhere. So you can get it somewhere else. So don't start with this. A Metzia, which you can't get anywhere else, the only place to get it. So there's a Metzia, and someone's looking for it. So you're allowed to look for it also. But if it's Mekach Memkar, Taisus holds, something that you can get somewhere else, then it's a din of Ani Amapech Becharara, and it has a din of Mekach Memkar, and Nikra Rashi. Now we pass like Taisus. We pass it by Metzia, it's Mutter, and by Mekach Memkar, it's Aser. So that leads to the Tshuvas Naida Yehuda about Shiduchim. If somebody, you know, someone's interested in marrying somebody, if you're allowed to try to date someone, if you're allowed to try to beat him to date the person first, it comes to the old klar that the Nevi Yehuda, the Aruch HaShulchan klar, if a shidduch is a metzia, or if a shidduch is like Mekach HaMemkar. If by shidduchim, it's interesting, Sharla, is shidduchim like Mekach HaMemkar, you'll get this one, you get another one. But you say by shidduchim, no, each shidduch is a metzia. Could be, it depends on who the person is, if it's a metzia or not, but the place can actually discuss it. But Ramesh has a tshuva about it. Like Yehuda has the first tshuva. But be that as it may, this is a yediyah that everybody should have. Achleikas Rashi and Taisvis. We pass not like Taisvis. It says it's a midas chasidis to be machmir even like Rashi. And that's this machleikas. I often tell over the story when I tell this that my wife was once in the... she was telling to me for a different reason, how people go meshuga for things that are on sale. And she was in the grocery and they had some type of frozen gefilte fish on sale. And everybody was hopping up. So they brought out a box of it and everyone grabbed it. Another box, everyone grabbed it. So she said that she walked over to the counter. There was this little old lady, like, you know, with her glasses trying to find the brand that was on sale. And my wife noticed that there was one in a different bin. Like, I guess when they put it in, it fell into with a different brand. There was one left that the vultures left behind. So my wife told me how she gave it to this lady. Like, it was such a nice thing to do. I told my wife, it could be. I had to do what Mikra did. It's only Amahapech Becharara. She's looking for it. And you came after her. It could be that it's Mikra did. That Nikra Rasha means Mikra did. You have to give it to them. She wasn't being zeicha for her. She just had to let her take her. She was there for her. Okay, there's a good... There's a machlekes hapoiskim. If something for sale cheap is called a metzia, or mekach memkar, it sounds like it's a haintig a machlekes. Machlekes is the Ramah and the Shech. On the page, it's Simur Eshlam and Zayin. The Ramah says something that's on sale cheap, that's called a metzia. Because you can't get it somewhere else. The Shach says, no, the Takana was Mekach HaMemkar. It's Mekach HaMemkar. If you look in Taisvis, in Masechtas Kedusha, Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph, where he argues with Rashi, Taisvis says, Rashi is Shver. How could Rashi say that Ani Amamech Becharor applies to a Metziah? So Taisvis, Bava Metziah, the Mishnah above Metzia, Daf Yud Amir Aleph, which is the next Mishnah, is Mashma not that way. Now, if you don't mind, look at the next Mishnah. It's not a hard Mishnah. And Yud Amir Aleph, it's come out like the same as ours. Ra'as HaMetzia, V'nofel Aleha, U'ba Acher V'hichzik Ba, Zeh Shechzik Ba Zachaba. Right? We spoke about this case many times. Somebody sees a Metzia, he lays down on it, he wants to be kind of it by lying down on it. And the second person comes, the second person is kainah. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that the second person is a Rasha? It should say. The Mishnah should say that he's a Rasha. How can he be Zachabai? At least it should tell us that he's a Rasha. There's a raya from the Mishnah, Yoram and Aleph, Zok Taisvis, that that by a mitzia he's not nikra rasha. Ba'achav is nikra zachar. What shver and something of a riddle is why did Tosis go to the Mishnah in Yoram and Aleph? The Mishnah of Tesam and Beis is exactly as good a raya as the Mishnah in Yoram and Aleph. Why is the Mishnah in Yoram and Aleph any better a raya than the Mishnah that we just learned? It's exactly the same thing. The person riding it saw it first. He said, oh, there's a mitziah, give it to me. The person who picked it up, not love, Amr Nishisi, Ba Zachaba. Now, if you're going to tie Nahad, like Tysus tie is on Yoram and Aleph, that it should have said Zachaba Aval Nikra Rasha, should tell him at least that's not the right thing to do. So an Amish should do the same thing. I mean, you could learn this Mishnah, and you go out someplace lunchtime, and your friend sees something, he says, pick it up. If you learned this Mishnah, what would you do? If you're walking the street, your friend says, hey, there's a $100 bill on the floor, pick it up for me. So what are you going to do? You've learned this Mishnah, you pick it up for yourself.
You're not allowed to
propose,
you're not allowed to pick up
the Metziah
for somebody else. Because
well, Grada, we paskin that you could be, because since you could do it, you're saying, so you're lapping up someone else. So if you learn this Mishnah, it sounds like the right thing is that it's 100% legit to do it, to go pick it up. We have exactly the same kasha on Rashi from this Mishnah as from Yena Mishnah. Somebody asked the kasha, I don't know who. I went to get the green Eitzer to find out who asked the kasha, but I wasn't in the shelf. What? If you send someone to pick it up, it's not good enough. Is that true? If that's true, it's a halacha. I have to know if it's true. Is that true? Sending someone to pick it up for me is not good enough. I have to do something. If it's true, I'll be makabel. What? A bigger chiddush in which direction? Daf Yud is a bigger chiddush that you're allowed to keep it.
Because this person is laying on it.
Because this person is laying on it.
And still not kind of it. But this person, you just saw it.
Daf Yud is a bigger kasha and Rashi than Daf Tes. Because Daf Yud, he laid down on it. And Daf Tes, he just said. No? Maybe. But he didn't do. Yeah, that's good. When we get to it, we're going to talk about it. So that's where it came from. But. All right, Uncle Ponim, the kasha, this is the kasha. As I said, this is the first machlaikis. We're going to go through seven machlaikis to Rishayim. So the number one, the one to remember, is the machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis, Bayani HaMahapich B'Charara. Okay, we go on to the second, which is a Rashi again, but Rashi in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Tanan Asim. Okay, we're coming back to the sugya we had on Daf Ches, an Aleph of Magbia Metzia L'Chaveirei Kana Chaveirei. We all know that we paskin Magbia Metzia L'Chaveirei Kana Chaveirei. That if you pick something up for someone else, you kind of. It's Chav L'Achrini. It's causing a chayv to other people. So we had the rule. Since if I want to pick up the mitzia for myself, I could do it for myself, so I could do it for my chaver also. That makes sense. We learned only by a mitzia, where I could pick it up for myself. But let's say it's a chayiv. We had the case of somebody who's a loiva for many people, and he's going bankrupt. And the malva is trying to grab whatever he could. And I go and I grab on behalf of a malva. I'm not a malva, I'm a third party. So there, I cannot pick up the money for the Baal Chayiv on behalf of the Baal Chayiv, because there, it's Chav Lachrini. I'm causing a loss to the other people who want to grab it. And there, I don't have a Migu Dezachil Nafshe. I can't take it for myself. He doesn't owe me money. So the only time I could pick something up for someone else is in a case where I have a migu dezachel nafshei, where if I wanted, I could pick it up for myself, so I could pick it up for someone else. Who I did? By payah. By payah, there's payah laying in the field. So I want to go and pick up the payah for my chaver who's an ani. So l'chayra, according to the rule, I could pick up for him. Only if migu dezachel nafshei, dezachel l'chaver. If I could be zeicher for myself, I have a migo, I could be zeicher for myself, so I could be zeicher for him. So what does that mean, pashtus? If the person picking up the peya is an ani, he himself is an ani, if he wants, he can pick it up for himself, then what? Then, migo is zeicher l'nafshei, zeicher l'chavrei. If the person picking it up is an ashir, so he cannot pick it up for himself, so he can't pick it up for chavrei. Okay, that's the pashtus, the rule that we're going to learn here in the Gemara. Let's see. The Gemara says more. The Gemara brings a machlokes. Mishalikir es hapei of Amar harizula plaini, ani. Rabbi Eliezer aimer zaycha aloi. You can pick up for someone else. The chachamim aimerim yidnenu la'ani adim tzirish. You can't pick it up for someone else. It goes to whom? You have to give it to the first ani that comes by. You don't have a right to choose. Give it to the first ani. Amarullah Amr Rabbi Shua Balay. Now listen carefully. Machlaikis me ashila ani. When do they argue? Only ashila ani. Why ashila ani? Because when an asha picks it up for an ani, there's no migud, there's achila nafshe, there's achila chavre. So there's a machlaikis. What is the machlaikis? Rabbi Eliezer savar migudi bai mafkinichsei vahavi ani, bechazila. Hashanami chazila. Since if he wanted, he could be machol as nechasim and become an ani, and it would be right to him. So now the migul gives him the kayach ki'ilu, he has a shaychus to it, and migul dezachel nafshei zachel nami lechaver. It would be theoretically possible for him to get it himself. Chav lachrini, he could possibly get it for himself if he's mafkin nechsei, and migul dezachel nafshei zachel lechaver. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, you say, two migos back to back. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you could be kind of a pliny. Rabbanan Savri. Chad migo amrin, on tre migo layamun. You could say migo dezachel nafshei zachel l'chavre. But to say migo dibay mafke nichsei v'hav oni, and then migo dibay dezachel nafshei zachel l'chavre, that's too far-fetched that we don't say. Avo mi oni lo oni divrei hakoel zachaloi di migo dezachel nafshei zachel nami l'chavre. So this is the Gemara. Gemara itself, like this whole sugi, is very clear. It's no difficulty. It's a very clear thing. It goes with the klalim we learned that the only time I can pick up for someone else, if it's a chav lachrini, is if I have this migu that I could have been zaycha for myself. That part is fine. Where do we have here machlokes rishayim? Starts from Rashi. The first Rashi in the Gemara is the subject of a machlaikis between many Rishayim. Mishaliket es hapeya, zok Rashi. Who's this person picking up the peya? Adam ba'alma. She'enei ba'al asada. This whole sugi is talking about someone who's not a ba'al asada. He's not a ba'al abasta in the field. De'ibe ba'al asada lo yomer li yaze zacha. The ba'al asada can't be zacha. The lekalameima migu dezachel nafshe. You can't say migu dezachel nafshe. Why? Dafilu huani muzaru shalai lelaki peyam esadu shalai. There's a lav and an asay on someone picking pay in his own family, in his own field. Kedamer b'shchit eschon loy salaket leoni lahazir ani al shalai. The pasuk actually says loy salaket kama leoni like air whatever taze vaysa. So we darshin as if it said lo salaket lo ani, that even the ani has a case in which it's also for him to do it, and that is in this case lahazir ani al shalai. So shitas Rashi is that a bala sada, even if he's an ani, a bala sada, even if he's an ani, can never collect in his old field. That's Rashi shita. The Rush in Mishnayis Peya, Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes. Says that the Baal Hasada may collect for a different ani. The Baal Hasada for himself, he can't take it. For himself, he can't take it. But for a different ani, he can go and he can take it for a different ani. What? So he says the following. He says, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Mishalikin es apeya v'amar harizul aplayniyani." Rabbi Liazai mezachalai. Echachamim hold loizacha. You can never do it. The Rabbi Liazai holds zachalai. Why? Because he has a migul. What's his migul? According to Rabbi Liazai, migul dibai mafkenichsei. Zakta Rosh. According to Rabbi Liazai, that you hold migul dibai zachinafshei mafkenichsei. If he would be mafka this field, then the field wouldn't be his. There would be no din of Baal Hasada on the field. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, you say, trey migu. So vaita, you could say migu, that if he wants, he could be mafka the field. And if he's mafka the field, he's no longer the Baal Hasada. He could take the peya. And then you say a second migu. That once he could take the payah through a migul, so migul di zachin nafshi, zachin am lechavri. So Zakta Rosh, the Baal Hasada, if you hold trey migul, the Baal Hasada, even if he's an ashir, he can take on behalf of someone else. Well, so let me ask you a question. Let every ashir take for himself. Because migul by mafkinech say, the Teretz says you have to be mafkinech say in order to take it for yourself, because it has to end up biyadol. Same thing, the Baal Hasada, he has immediately by the Afghan Asa, it helps to be left with someone else, but it can't end up in the hands of an Asher. Well, he has a migu that if he wants, he could be Mafka's Kaka. He wants now to be left with someone else. Two migus. Migu that he could be Mafka all of his Nechasim. It's all one thing, he'll be Mafka everything. He has a migul boy. He could be mafker everything. He'll be mafker everything. Then he'll. Then he could be said. So this is the Rosh Hashita. So we have here a machlokes Rashi and the Rosh. If it stells the machlokes stells itself in this case of Rabbi Eliezer, the question is whether the Baal Hasada has a migul boy mafker sadeu to be able to be zecher for someone else. Zokter b'kivei. He says they really argue in a very in a mechlaikis, which is yisaidis dikta, the understanding of the din of loisalakit la'ani. Rashi shita is that the lav that a Baal Hasada can't take his own peya, that lav is nikva b'shas k'tzira, at the time that you cut. That you cut the wheat. When you cut the wheat, you have a mitzvah peya. So at the time that you're going and you're cutting the wheat and you leave over peya, at that moment, the lav is chal, that this peya, whatever you call peya, you're the Baal Hasada, you can't take it. The Rosh holds, the lav is not chal b'shas k'tzira. The lav is b'shas l'kita. At the time you gather it, whoever takes the peya is muzer that he can't be a Baal Hasada. At the time of lekitas hapeya, at the time that the peya is picked up, there's a din that whoever picks up the peya, he has to be a non-owner of this field. Kumtais, the machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh, whether the isra of leisalakit la'oni is b'shas k'tzira, or b'shas lakita, it's totally in this. Do you say migu that he could be mafka the field? The Rosh who holds that the din of la'ani leisalakit la'ani, that the owner can't be malakit, that it applies to the Baal Hasada. So the Rosh who holds that if he wants, he could be, he has a migu di boy. He could be mafker his field. He holds it's a din b'shas lakita. That at the time I gather it, I have to not be a balasada. So I have a migul. I could say, look, if I want, I could not be a balasada. If I want, I could be mafka the sada, and then be malaki. So migul, so the Rosh says, it makes sense, the migul, trey migul. A migul I could be mafka, and then I'll be able to take it, and I'll take it to migul, divay zachanam lechav. So the Rosh holds that the migul makes sense, since the lav doesn't start till Zman Lakita. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, why does Rashi argue? Rashi holds that the lav is chal b'shas tzira. When a person cuts his field, he has a mitzvah to leave peya and to leave it for the aniyim. Once a person left the peya, now he has the amigo's not going to help him. Now, even if he's mafker the field, he won't have the benefit of being able to collect this peya, because it's already chalan and mishas ktsira, a mitzvah of leaving the peya for the aniyim, for other aniyim. Since it's b'shas ktsira, so if he's going to be mafka the field later, he's going to vetem garnish elfin. If he's going to be mafka it later, the iser is chal b'shas ktsira, and it's already chal and it's already there and finished. It's done. Before you cut, you could be mafka your field. Even better, before you cut, there's no chiyuv peya. So before you cut, you could take anything you want and eat it. If a person not holding back ktsira, he just walks into his field. He can take anything and eat it because there's no mitzvah to leave peya until shas ktsira.
Once you're mafka, then you take it back, then there's no
chiyuv
peya at all.
Even after you cut it. Well, that's a separate question. The point here is that bigul by mafka nichsay and not take it back. Right? The question of your mafka going to get it back, it's a separate issue. But here there's nothing to do with this, because here we're talking migdi by mafka sadeu, and he remains hefka. So since it remains hefka, that would be. So it comes out the machlaikis Rashi and the Rosh is really a much bigger machlaikis. The machlaikis is the iser of leisalakeit lebalabayis bishas ktsira or bishas lakita. If he's mafker his field in between, whether he has any dine, whether he's limited in what he's allowed to take from the field. So this is the second machlaikis in the sugya. Machlaikis, if the iser of the balabayis being menaket peya applies even if he's mafker nichse, mafker sadeu, or not, machlaikis in the gather. I would just add one small nakuda. Whenever I hear the word peya, like at shitcho peya, I automatically think of the Claire. Like I told you, a lot of sugyas and shas have like one famous chakira. Rabbi Chanan, in the Chelek Beis of Kovet Shiurim, has a chakira by peya. It's Chelek Beis Simin Yud Zayin from Ois Gimel. Simin Yud Zayin, Ois Gimel, and on. He has Chakira by Peya. When you leave Peya in your field, at that moment that you leave the Peya to your field, what did you do? You could learn two ways. You could learn that you are mafkerit. It's hefker laniyim. Right now it's hefker, you are mafkerit. It's hefker laniyim. Or you could learn that it becomes mamin aniyim. Just like when you separate Trumas and Maestris become a Mamin Aniyin at the time that you separate it. The same thing, maybe Peya becomes, it belongs to all the Aniyim in the world. Now, Kama Nafkaminis, if the Aniyim have to be Miyayish from it in order for it to become Mutter for Ashirim. But Rabbi Chanan entertains these two possibilities. When I'm after something, is it hefker? Does it become amin aniyim, or is it just hefker? When the aniyim come, they come and get it. So lechayra, the now difference that would be negeta. There's one difference, which is the difference if aniyim. I mean, do I need the aniyim to be miyayish in order for an asher to be able to take it? That's one question Rabbi Chanan talks about. The nafkamina would be negeta us would be the following. The Torah says, La'ani tazei v'aysay. If I own a field, and I go and I cut down the field, and I leave over my leket shechon peyah, when was I mekayim the mitzvah of la'oni tazeh v'aysay? At the time of ktsira, or at the time that the aniyim like it, at the time of lakita? L'chayra would seem, if by my separating peyah it becomes mamin aniyim, that means that when I separated the peyah, it already became mamin aniyim. Later, whatever happens later is not my business. I'm the balabayis. And once it became mamin aniyim, it became mamin aniyim. And now it belongs, I was yotze mechiev. The chiev is b'shas ketzira. If you hold, no, that when you separate pay, it just becomes hefka la'aniyim. When is la'ani lager tazei v'aysay, when is the kiyum? The kiyum is when the aniyim come and take it. When they actually come into the field and they come and take it, at that moment, it becomes mamin aniyim. This machlaikis, which Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, is machlaikis Rashi in the Rush. If the mitzvah of peyah is the kiyum of lani v'lager tazei v'aysay is b'shas ktsira, or b'shas that the niyam do lakita, pashtos is totally in yen ekler. When does it become mamin aniyim? If yola becomes mamin aniyim right away, then the emes would be that the mitzvah is niskaima, b'shas ktsira, and finished. If you hold that it doesn't become mamin aniyim, bleibs hefker, it only becomes mamin aniyim later, b'shas lakita. So if it becomes mamin aniyim, b'shas lakita, so then the mitzvah is not makuyim till later, and the mitzvah is b'shas lakita.
If somebody unjustly is not a money, takes the payah, the owner didn't do a mitzvah then?
That would be an afkamina. If an usher comes and takes the payah, that's right. That would seem to be an afkamina. If it's mamin aniyim, she stole from the aniyim. I did my mitzvah. If I left it hefker and someone came and stole it, I'm missing. I have nothing I can do at this point. But I'm missing in the mitzvah.
If no one takes it,
if no one ever comes and takes it. It's an interesting question. If no one ever comes and takes it, was Emekai Mitzvah's payah? But you know there's a halacha. Anybody here grow anything in their backyard? You live in Manhattan, so you're looking at it. We all have these pieces of earth in the backyard. How anything could grow there? But there are people around that grow tomatoes, can grow here, they grow a few things here. Why don't they leave payah? Payah is in Chutz La'aretz. It's not even Chutz La'aretz. Why don't they leave payah? Huh? What? The Ramah says that in a place where you know no aniyim are going to take it, you don't have to leave it. No one is going to take it anyway. That's what the Ramah says in your day. If you know that it's not the derech of aniyim to go around taking it, so then you don't have to leave it. You don't have to leave it for the chayis and the behemoth. You only have to leave it alone. But like Eretz Yisrael, the chayis will die. It's mashma that the mitzvah is that the lakita. Because if the mitzvah is like you're assuming, the mitzvah is just separating it. So then what's pshat in this Ramah? Why should I just separate it, and nobody's going to take it? If you hold the mitzvah is just separating b'shas ketzira, I'm doing my mitzvah of separating it. No one will take it. It's his business. It's. Now, I'm not saying it's a teyufta in one way that you can answer, but it's certainly more glad that the mitzvah is lakita, and it's not going to be a lakita, so what am I doing it and separating for a lakita for? For what? I mean, truma, the mitzvah is afrasha. We do afrasha's truma, even though no kohen's going to get it, bizman hazeh. We're mafresh. So why don't you do the same thing by peya? So you shouldn't be matmiya and the tzad that the mitzvah is lakita. There's a big tzad the mitzvah is lakita. Akoponim, these are the first two machlaiksim in the sugya. The third, which we're going to deal with tomorrow, is Niktsais Reshud Beis Dalid. Deals with the words Yitnenu La'ani Anim Tzarishin. And you'll see, it brings machlaikis to the Rush and the Rambam, which we're going to talk about tomorrow.